welcome to another episode of the Make Me Resilient podcast, that podcast where we raise awareness about disabilities and everyday issues. And we are on every podcast platform, so please subscribe and share with friends and family. But on today's episode, I am joined by a beautiful, intelligent woman, and this is a woman who has no fear dipping her feet and toes and everything into an area where business is mostly considered as a male-oriented world. She was affected by an issue that is affecting majority of women, and so we are going to be discussing menopause and whiskey and everything in between today. So welcome, Karen. Her name is Karen Luna Ostaseki. Ostaseki, right? Yeah, so she's joining us today. So welcome, and then please, let's meet you.
Thank you so much for having me today. I'm really excited to share my story, and I hope it's in service of one of your listeners, or maybe all of them.
I hope so too. Yeah, so I'm really, really curious. Tell us about the whiskey business. How did you, how does a woman even dip her toes into this male-oriented world?
Yeah. So I started out my career as a graphic designer, and I did that for 17 years. And I found that I was just staring at a computer screen all day long, designing things so that other people could stare at their computer screens or their phones. And there came a point where I realized that that's not what I wanted my legacy to be. I wanted to create something that can connect people in real life. And for me, in my personal life at that time, that was Scotch whiskey. And what I love about it is that, you know, you sit down with a friend. And it's not a shot or a party drink. You really take your time with a glass of whiskey and have a moment with someone. And so I knew that it was those moments that I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. And so the problem was I didn't really know anyone in the industry. I didn't come from a distilling background. I'm a child of Cuban immigrants. I wasn't, other than going to Scotland quite a bit, I didn't really have a pedigree for this. So I started just knocking on doors, you know, sending emails, making phone calls, trying to find my way in. And I got rejected. And I can tell you the number. I got rejected 81 times.
Wow.
and this is, you know, through the course of years, saying, no, we're not interested. No, we don't do that. And so finally, I was really fortunate that the 82nd person said yes. And it was actually a set of sisters, the whiskey sisters, who said, we can help you. We have connections in Scotland. We love what your idea is of bringing a Scotch whiskey to a younger generation, to a more diverse generation. And so that's how Sia came to life. Yeah, I can tell you more about that, but it's a longer story.
It's such a fascinating story. Rejected 81 times. I think I would have stopped at 10.
You know, it's funny. It's like when you're persistent and you really believe in something, go for it.
And that's why a lot of people give up, you know, when you keep trying, you keep trying, you keep trying. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go. And then you 81 times.
81, yeah. And then I can tell you, when it came to fundraising, it was even harder. So I actually launched Sia on Kickstarter. It was the first ever crowdfunded Scotch. And that also made me the first American woman in history to ever create a brand of Scotch whiskey. So it's very quirky. Like, you know, you've got this Cuban lady.
Ooh, I can't even get my head around this. Yeah, wow, I'm so impressed, really. But what was the journey like? What challenges did you face, you know?
Yeah, so as a newcomer to the industry, I had to prove myself, right? So right off the bat, I wanted to make sure that the whiskey won as many awards as possible. And we won so many. We won double gold medals. We won outstanding.
The first one was being the first Hispanic American woman to start a business.
Yeah. It's definitely, you know, you think about it, it's like, oh, this is an old boys club, but it was actually very warm and inviting. Everyone was very friendly to me. And I think people were excited to say, how do we unlock a new generation of people for this spirit, right? That's usually viewed as like an older white man's drink. And we won an award. We won a 96-point rating that actually beat out Johnnie Walker Blue, which was really impressive because our whiskey was only $40, and Johnnie Walker is, very, very expensive. But yeah, we were very well received in cocktails because our whiskey is very easy to drink. It's vanillas, caramels, citrus, honey, very inviting. It got to the success of many stores, bars, and restaurants, and eventually we were acquired by the largest liquor company in the world a few years ago.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. I mean, getting your business acquired by the largest business, it's impressive to, I mean.
Thank
So
you.
then, I mean, what we would talk about is this menopause business. I mean, every
Hard switch,
pause
yeah.
whiskey. Or
I
maybe it
know.
was, were you drinking too much whiskey?
I know, right? Like maybe. No, it's kind of funny. So this all started around. So after the acquisition of the business, I had a little bit more free time, which was great because, two more children came along to my family. So now we have three kids, and I was able to spend a little bit more time with them and really just kind of think about what I wanted to do next. And I'm calling this almost my third act, right? My first being my career in, corporate America, and then my whiskey brand, and now I'm tackling perimenopause and menopause. So about 4 years ago, I started waking up in the middle of the night, just soaked in sweat. I thought, what is happening? I would stay up till like 2, or I'd wake up around 2 in the morning and I couldn't go back to sleep. I was noticing some of my hair was starting to fall out, and I just started like wondering, like, what is like happening? And I asked my doctor about it, and he said, oh, you can take this for sleep, but I don't like taking, pills or anything like that. I started asking some girlfriends, and they're like, oh, and especially my older girlfriends, they're like, you're hitting perimenopause. And I thought, I'm only 43. That seems too young. And so I called my mom. I said, when did it start for you? And she said, around your age. And so then I started looking more into it. And sure enough, as I read, different quizzes or articles online, I started realizing, like, yeah, I can check off most of these boxes. And the challenge there was that my doctor, being a man, he had not experienced this and didn't have a lot of experience with menopause. So I switched to another OBGYN, but she was more focused on delivering babies. And
Okay.
like, and so, she's like, I do have this other doctor I could recommend who is a little bit older and has more experience with this. And so in researching that, I came to find out that in the United States, in medical school, doctors only receive about 3 hours of menopause training. So people
Wow.
are not very experienced with this. So what I would advise people is to look up on menopause.org and find someone who is certified by the North American Menopause Society. That way they have experience and resources. So I knew I was onto something, and I realized this is what I want to spend my life doing. I want to help other women navigate all of these symptoms that we face in midlife. And in fact, there's going to be 1.1 billion women around the world in 2025 that are on their menopause journey.
I mean that statistic is staggering. And if you look at that, thinking that 1.1 million women would be
Billion with a B.
experiencing menopause by 2025 and going through all these symptoms, how do you, I think employers actually need to do better to try and help women when they're going through menopause.
Yeah, so there are a few businesses that are waking up to this reality that, women, especially, in all walks of the workplaces, right? It could be corporate America, it could be regular, like any kind of workplace, that women are facing hot flashes, they're facing mood changes, they're dealing with brain fog, anxiety, memory and concentration issues. And we need to have services in place to help support us so that we can continue to have long careers. So yeah, I'm glad that there are some companies that are waking up to this.
Thank you. Yes, I do. I mean, it's important that employees actually do wake up to it, but they need to understand, because the workforce is made up of men and women. Of course, men have their own issues, but women, we have the issue of menopause, we have the issue of PMDD, we have the issue of premenstrual tension, and
Oh,
then
yes.
from birth, and then all the things are, I mean, in between that. But also, what
Yeah.
are those symptoms that you could highlight for
For sure. So what I've done a lot of research on what are the symptoms in perimenopause and what are those in menopause. And there's some overlap, but then things change over time, right? But the most common, I would say, are hot flashes and night sweats, irregular and heavy periods, mood changes and irritability. There's vaginal dryness and changes in your libido. We get insomnia and fatigue, anxiety. We have hair and skin changes, urinary incontinence, and memory and concentration issues. And it's interesting that we touched on men, but men have a version of menopause called andropause. And their symptoms include decreased sex drive, there's a loss of muscle mass, fatigue, erectile dysfunction, irritability, and mood swings. They have their own version of sweating or hot flashes, an increase in body fat and height and hair loss as well. So it's interesting to know that, that this is there's a version of this for men as well that, again, most people don't even realize.
Oh yes, and I suppose, I mean, it's important to have this conversation, especially when you're in a relationship that and you have to explain to your partner how you're feeling, how things are affecting you, how, I mean, because sometimes you have your
No.
sexual obligations to your partner, and both
Yeah, I have a version of that for sure. My husband and I, like in the last couple of months, we've been together for 14 years. So he's seen me through every month when I get my PMS and my mood swings that come along with it. And we're kind of funny as a couple. I'll put it on the calendar of like, be nice. Be nice to me this week is like on our Google shared calendar. But a couple months ago, let's call it like my depression or my sadness was lasting a lot longer than usual. And so we started exploring like, okay, is this perimenopause? Is this like some other kind of factor of depression that's factoring into this? And, really of just kind of navigating at what point do you seek more help than you need? I was able to kind of plow through it with a little bit of self-care, some days to myself away from the family and the kids, and just a lot of exercise and eating right. But it was scary for sure to deal with that kind of anxiety.
Yeah, I mean, it must be scary. I mean, having to deal with the anxiety of, I mean, you're sweating, you have all this pressure, and then you have kids to take care of as well. And you have a business that you're running, you have a startup, you have everything going on. And then the added pressure of the stress that you're already facing with your emotions as well. Are there ways that you can deal with the mental health aspect of the perimenopausal stage of life? I think it's so important to address that.
Yeah, I mean, for mental health, there's so much you can do. I mean, I'm a big advocate of talk therapy, having, someone that's not your loved ones or your best friends.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Will listen to you and help guide you through some of the issues that are going on for yourself. Also, I'm a big fan of meditation. I think just having 20 minutes a day where you just let your mind relax and it's not a to-do list and it's not, a mantra, it's just space. So I've discovered transcendental meditation, which in some ways it's been very freeing for me because I always thought, am I doing this right? Maybe I'm meditating wrong. And I've come to learn that there's just having thoughts and having emotions is part of the meditative process. And journaling has also been a really big one for me when it comes to, how to deal with some of that mental health, like let's call it a brain dump, really, of I can park my feelings here on this piece of paper instead of screaming at my husband or my children. So yeah, just finding a safe space for your thoughts.
Oh, thank you so much for that. And you, I mean, how do you find it when you actually write on a piece of paper? What do you do with a piece of paper afterward?
Oh, it's just a journal. So it's bound and it's next to my bedside table. I don't burn it or anything like that. And I think it's healing to kind of go back in time sometimes and see your progress or where you were in that moment and how far that you've come, or maybe not, or maybe you start to see a pattern of like, here I go again with this.
And it's important to be able to reward yourself when you see that you're actually making progress. Sometimes I put down things that I've achieved and I tick, and then I say, well, maybe I can take myself out for today,
Yeah. I love that. I think that's great.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, yeah. My next question is the getting into the space where you're talking to employers about menopause. How have you found that so far?
So I'm just at the beginning of that journey. I invite any of your listeners to reach out to me if they have a workplace that they may be interested in coming up with an introduction. So with Hot or Just Me, that's the name of the business. I called it Hot or Just Me because that's what I ask everybody constantly. Is it hot or is it just me? And usually it's just me. But we have a collection of products. Eventually we'll have a services directory that are categorized by symptoms. So we have a hot flashes and night sweats category where we have everything from cooling jewelry, makeup setting sprays, anti-flush clothing so it absorbs some of the sweat and then brings it back into cooling, wearable personal fans, items for your bedroom in terms of like bedding, blankets, cooling blankets. We have cooling eye masks. We have cooling pillowcases and cooling nightgowns. So things like that, as well as like other categories when it comes to insomnia and fatigue, hair and skin changes, vaginal dryness, low libido. So basically by all categories. I like to prioritize insomnia and fatigue because I tell people that if you don't have a good night's sleep, it affects so much more of your day, right? It affects your mood, it affects your concentration, it affects your irritability. So I think that that has a big impact. So I think what my goal is for workplaces is a combination of education, but then also providing these products and service directories to employers to be able to give to their employees at a discount.
Oh, Darwin, that's such a lovely thought because, yes, it's one thing for employers to be enlightened, but it's better to actually have the resources at hand to offer to their employees to say, oh, wow, yes, you can do this. I mean, I understand that you're going through this, but this is available for you to take or to apply or to, I mean, you can buy these, I mean, at reduced rates as well at a
Exactly.
discount. So,
And then also, I think employers, what they're working into their menopause in the workplace programs are temperature regulation and individually in your own offices or your own work area, your own workspaces or rooms that are a little bit more cool than others. Or it might be the ability to take breaks or even change your clothes if you need to, and to be able to have those moments of almost like a mental health break when you need it.
oh yeah, and I've worked in an organization where I had there were showers in the office, and I used to think, why, what's this showers for? I mean, so I think that's one of the improvements that employers can implement into their structures. And I mean, most people are working from home these days, so that's one other thing that we have to consider. Can you allocate time for, can you actually adjust for the times that they would have to take a break to say, oh, I'm just taking a 5 minutes menopause break? I mean, people take cigarette breaks at work. So yeah, we actually had a code for cigarette breaks in my office then. So yeah, so maybe when people return, I don't know if that's ever gonna happen, that people will return to working in the office fully. But even when you're working from home, you can just say, okay, I'm just taking a break and just go for a walk where you're feeling menopause and you're sweating and all that. So
Exactly. Yeah, especially as we're living longer and we're working longer, aging is a really important part of having continuity and experience in the workplace.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and would you say that in spite of the challenges, Art or Just Me, your business is definitely fostering positive aging?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're at a time, thankfully, where women are comfortable speaking up about what's happening to ourselves, our bodies, and that this is a completely normal and natural process, something that we shouldn't be ashamed of. In fact, we should embrace this amazing moment that we've had the good fortune to live a long life and to have these experiences and to be able to embrace our years that we've earned.
Thank you. And one other question that just popped in my mind is the community impact that your business is making. Can we talk about that?
I really believe as an entrepreneur that it's important for the business to be able to give back in some way. And I knew when I started my previous company, Sia, that it was so hard to break into an industry as a woman of color. And so the resources aren't there. The funding isn't there. It's very, very challenging to raise money for a business as a woman and as a woman of color. And so I knew that I wanted to be able to give back with my business from day one. At the end of the year, I tallied all my sales, and all I could afford to give to a local charity that helps support minority entrepreneurs was $100. And then the second year, I added it all up and I was able to give $200. And then as the business grew and grew, I'm really fortunate to say that with the help of the acquiring company, we started a program called the Entrepreneurial Spirit Fund by Sia Scotch. And to date, we have donated over $250,000 in the form of grants to support underrepresented entrepreneurs. And these are grants in $10,000 increments. So it's not a loan. It doesn't need to get paid back. And it also came with 6 months of mentorship from me personally. And so I found that it was really important to be able to give advice and resources and a sense of community to these entrepreneurs. And so I knew that now with my new business, with Hotter Just Me, I also want it to be in the spirit and the ethos of giving back. We have a commitment to give to period.org, which is an organization that helps young women have access to menstrual products. It's really important for young women to have access to menstrual products because it means then that they don't miss school. And if they don't miss school, then they get their education completed as they should, and then they thrive in their lives. And so finding them on the beginning end, and I also want to be able to donate towards women in or through menopause in the workplace initiatives as well. So catching women on both ends of the spectrum.
Thank you. You're so generous and you're such an amazing woman. I mean, everything you've been doing is just being fantastic, working in a men dominated industry and breaking into that industry with people. I mean, in spite of your rejections, you broke in and then you've ended it positively. You've gone into another business and you're still making positive impacts. That's what
I think you know, to be honest, there's always a little bit of imposter syndrome that comes along with it, right? Like, yeah. You know, in the beginning, like, oh, as an artist, like, am I good enough? And then, you know, in a whiskey business, well, you know, I'm not from this world. Like, what business do I have here?
You know, something's wrong.
And then now, you know, I'm not a medical professional, but it's just someone that's really passionate about the topic and, you know, can bring together a community to find a way through it. Sometimes I just have to tell my imposter syndrome to just shut up.
Yeah, you need to say, shut up. I'm doing it. You're amazing. So I don't think you need to actually feel any imposter syndrome. You're doing the work. You should be proud of yourself. And I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much. The feeling is mutual. Thank you for giving a voice to so many and to being just a light in our lives. I really appreciate it.
And this grants, you talked about the grant. How do people apply for it?
So right now, I think we're going to be relaunching. We do it once a year. We take applications. So the next one will probably be August of next year. Currently, I'm still, the way that I'm funding it is through advice and support calls on a website called intro.co/Karin, C-A-R-I-N. And then all of the proceeds from those go towards the grant. So it's a good way to be able to help people and give back at the same time.
Brilliant. And this website, would you be able to send the link and everything to include in the show notes? Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
And then I'd also love to include a discount code to hotorjustme.com. So you can use the code WELCOME in all capital letters for 10% off your first order. And any order over $50 qualifies for free shipping.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. You've been so amazing. And where can listeners connect to you and also for mentorship? If anyone wanted you to mentor them, can I recommend?
Absolutely. So I truly believe in the power of giving back and paying it forward. And so I take about 3 or 4 calls every week to people that are starting their businesses that are looking for advice and support. And they can reach me at cc@hotorjustme.com. That's my personal email address. You can also find me on LinkedIn at Hot or Just Me, or visit our website at hotorjustme.com.
Thank you so much. You are such an amazing woman. Thank you. And hopefully we'll come back and talk about the business, how it's growing. And yes, women should help more women, and we should be able to connect and talk about our successes as well. You know,
I love it. We will.
Not just what we're doing, but how are we doing? We should be able to mentor, and not just, I'm sure it's not just women that you'll be mentoring. So it'll be anybody, you said, I think.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much for joining.
I really appreciate it. Thank you again.
Yeah, we'll be shared on all podcast platforms. Please subscribe and keep sharing with your friends and family. We just want to keep changing the world one person at a time. That's all we do. Thank you and stay blessed.
A big thank you to all our listeners who have been sending us messages through the message link. I would like to thank everyone who has listened in so far and contributed to this podcast. Thank you so much. We couldn't have done anything without you. Keep listening, keep sharing, keep downloading, and keep liking. Thank you again.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.